What about Balaam? Well, let me introduce him to us here today, and I think we do need to get acquainted with him. First of all, we're told the background. Chapter 22, now verse 1. And the children of Israel set forward and pitched in the plains of Moab on this side Jordan by Jericho. You see, now they're ready to enter the land. And the question now is with Balak. He witnessed what had happened to the Amorites and his people. He was king of Moab, and he was wondering what he should do in connection with Israel. Should he attack them, or just what should he do? Well, very candidly, he didn't know what to do. And so he sent to engage the services of this prophet. And notice verse 5, we read, he sent messengers, therefore, unto Balaam, the son of Beor, to Pethor, which is by the river, the land of the children of his people, to call him, saying, behold, there's a people come up out of Egypt. Behold, they cover the face of the earth, and they abide over against me. Now, he's in a sad state, if you want to know the truth. He actually would like to know just exactly what he should do. And so he sends and brings Balaam. And very frankly, and I'll just run ahead and say this, our first meeting with this man Balaam, he looks to me like he's the real article. But I'm afraid as we move along, we may get different opinion about it. One of those strange individuals who walks across the pages of Scripture, but he walks in the shadows, and it's rather hazy to really know this man, and it's difficult to make a true evaluation of him. And we are going to let you do that as we call attention to some salient points in the man's record as God has given it to us here. He was a prophet, well known apparently in that entire land, and he was hired by this man Balak to come and curse the children of Israel, because actually, he was a superstitious man, and these people had poured in there to the Jordan River. They were in his land, to tell the truth, for that was Moab, and he wasn't sure he wanted them there. And the fact of the matter is, he wanted them out of that land. And so I read in verse 6, come now, therefore, I pray, curse me this people. Now he sent, you remember, messengers down. And they've come now to Balaam with this overture. For they are too mighty for me. Peradventure, I shall prevail, that we may smite them, and that I may drive them out of the land. For I know that he whom thou blessest is blessed, and he whom thou cursest is cursed. Now this man Balaam had quite a reputation, you see. And in verse 7, and the elders of Moab and the elders of Midian departed with the rewards of divination in their hand. And they came unto Balaam and spake unto him the words of Balak. Now they're bringing their rewards or the pay of a diviner, that is, one who's a fortune teller. Actually, one that is satanic in his operation. And they brought a very handsome price to offer to this man, by the way. Now notice Balaam's answer. He said unto them, lodge here this night, and I will bring you word again, as the Lord shall speak unto me. And the princess of Moab abode with Balaam. Now he seems honestly trying to ascertain here the mind of God, and he apparently is in touch with God. And notice, and God came unto Balaam and said, what men are these with thee? And the very interesting thing is that God did communicate with him. Now, in verse 12, here's God's answer. God said unto Balaam, thou shalt not go with them. Thou shalt not curse the people, for they are blessed. Now, that is categorical, a matter-of-fact answer. No way to be evasive about that. Now notice, Balaam rose up in the morning, said unto the princes of Balak, get you into your land, for the Lord refuseth to give me leave to go with you. Now he seems to be a sincere and honest man of God. And if this were the end of the story, then I'd have to assume that. But notice, this man Balak, he's persistent. And Balak sent yet again princes, more and more honorable than they. And they came to Balaam and said to him, Thus saith Balak the son of Zippor, Let nothing, I pray thee, hinder thee from coming unto me, for I will promote thee unto very great honor. I will do whatsoever thou sayest unto me. Come therefore, I pray thee, curse me this people. And actually, they brought, you see, a better price. They are offering him more. And notice this man, his answer now. And Balaam answered and said unto the servants of Balak, If Balak would give me his house full of silver and gold, I cannot go beyond the word of the Lord my God to do less or more. Well, they have upped the price, but that doesn't seem to affect this man Balaam. He turns it down. You see, he sounds very pious here. The fact of the matter is, you feel like saying amen, and then you have a second thought. He's too good to be true. And why did he say what he did? Why did he speak of a house filled with silver and gold? Well, because he was covetous. That's the reason. He had his mind set in that direction.